Hello, Audio Boo. It's Sunday, the 5th, is it? And I'm just recording another boo. Had fun last night with another barbecue for Jamie's birthday. So we were out in the garden till late and came in and I fell asleep and ran to the telly, as usual. But it was a fun time was had by all. And Jamie's pleased with his guitar. I've just tried uninstalling and reinstalling my Audio Boo app to see if that would fix the problem, and it doesn't. So I think that there is definitely an issue with taking a picture and attaching it to a boo. So hopefully that will get fixed at some point, but just something to be aware of. So yeah, you were right in spotting that, Poari. It sounds fun, the entertainment on your campsite. I think maybe you've just got to suspend critical judgment and enjoy it ironically with presumably there's a cheap bar there, so that might make it a bit easier to take the entertainment. Wave at Simon and family who went past the house. It's nice to get a nod from your journey south. Glad you got home safely. What else was I going to say? I've just been watching the men's team foil in the Olympics. A fantastic match from the British team. Nearly beat the Italians, who are the top in the world. I think they did really well to come as close as they did. But yeah, all entertaining stuff. Oh, yeah, Poari, you wanted recommendations for iPad games. Well, the one I'm playing at the moment is Kingdom Rush, which is a tower defence game. There's not that many levels in it. I think there's only 16, 17 levels, but there's so many different ways you can play each level. You can go through and play it on easy mode and then play it on hard mode with different towers and upgrade your towers in different ways. There's certainly plenty to it. I've been playing it for the last month and still not finished the last level on the Iron Challenge mode. So yeah, that's my recommendation. I think Will's already played it as well. So that should keep you busy for a week. And I better go and do some Open University work. I'm doing genetic algorithms at the moment, so there's a bit more hairy maths in that. Quite an unusual bit I've just done on finding optimum strategies for beating two armed bandits in Las Vegas, where you don't know which arm is the best payout, so you have to do a certain number of tests on each arm to see which one's giving you the better return. But there you have to find an optimum number of tests. If you do too many tests, you're losing the money that you could have made playing the better arm. If you do too few tests, there's a chance that you'll pick the wrong arm and lose out like that. So there is this horrendous equation that you derive for it, which it did appeal to me. Now we're just going to read it out. So where B is delta 1 over mu 1 minus mu 2, n minus n star equals the square root of 8 pi b to the 4 log n 2 times e to the n star over 2b squared. Which, yeah, I think that counts as hairy maths. But yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because it has applications into genome theory of how many trials that you have on each iteration of a genome before you find the optimum strategy for survival and fitness. But yeah, so that's what I'm going to go do, and I shall leave it there and speak to you all again soon. Bye.